Friday, 15th week, Ordinary Time 2, Reading 1, Book of Isaiah, Chapter 38, 1 through 6, 21 through 22, 7 to 8. When Hezekiah was mortally ill, the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, came up to him. Thus says the Lord, put your house in order, for you are about to die. You shall not recover. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. O Lord, remember how faithfully and wholeheartedly I conducted myself in your presence, doing what was pleasing to you. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. Go, tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of your father David, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. In 3 days you shall go up to the Lord's temple. I will add 15 years to your life. I will rescue you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will be a shield to this city. Isaiah then ordered a poultice of figs to be taken and applied to the boil, that he might recover. Then Hezekiah asked, what is the sign that I shall go up to the temple of the Lord? Isaiah answered, this will be the sign for you from the Lord, that he will do what he has promised. See, I will make the shadow cast by the sun on the stairway to the terrace of Ahaz go back the 10 steps it has advanced. So the sun came back the 10 steps it had advanced. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 1 to 8. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, see, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath. He said to them, have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went to the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the temple that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned these innocent men, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Theme: God controls all days. God not only creates all things, but he also controls all things according to orders which he desires. One of the orders is the change of time, which is based on the rotation of the sun and the moon. This order also helps people differentiate between day and night. He can change the rotation of the sun and the moon and count the living days of each person. People can't change. They can only accept and obey orders which God has established. Today's readings pay special attention to God's power in controlling everything of the universe. In the first reading, when Isaiah let King Hezekiah know that the king must prepare for his death, the king cried out to God and asked him to change his fate. God heard his prayer. He let the king live 15 more years and protected Jerusalem from the Assyrian invasion. In the gospel, when the Pharisees accused Jesus' disciples of violating the Sabbath because they picked the heads of grain and ate them, Jesus answered them that he is the Lord of the Sabbath too. The law of the Sabbath only applies to human beings. Analysis Reading 1. See, I will make the shadow cast by the sun on the stairway to the terrace of Ahaz go back 10 steps, the 10 steps it has advanced. Hezekiah repented and believed in God's power. Hezekiah repented and believed in God's power. King Sennacherib of Assyria sent his messengers to King Hezekiah with a purpose to advise him to surrender because of the two following reasons. First, the power of the Egyptian army could not save Judah because the power of the Assyrian army was much stronger. Second, because he had turned his back to the Lord of Israel and worshipped foreign gods, God no longer protected him. Moreover, he also gave an order for King Sennacherib to fight with him. Besides Sennacherib's threatening words, King Hezekiah also heard the prophet Isaiah announce, "Thus says the Lord, put your house in order, for you are about to die. You shall not recover." King Hezekiah, on the one hand, must face his terminal disease, but on the other hand, he was surrounded by Sennacherib's threatening words and the prophet Isaiah's announcement. So he chose to repent and to believe in God. He turned his face to the wall and prayed to God as follows, "O Lord, remember how faithfully and wholeheartedly I conducted myself in your presence, doing what was pleasing to you." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. God heard King Hezekiah's prayer, so he healed him and protected Jerusalem from the Assyrian invasion. Textual criticism. The two verses, 21 to 22, at the end of the chapter, had no relation with what happened before them. According to the second book of Kings, chapter 20, 1 through 9, these two verses shouldn't be put between Isaiah 37, 6 and 7, so that today's passage, Isaiah 38, 1 through 9, should be clearer. The Lord let Hezekiah live 15 years longer, and he also promised to protect the Judahites from the Assyrian army. This might be the only case in which God added more years to a person's lifespan and said in a determined way, that he was to live 15 more years. There are many cases in which God lets people live longer, as in David's case, but he doesn't say how much longer. When King Hezekiah asked for a sign to guarantee God's promise, he gave him a sign. "There will be the sign for you from the Lord that he will do what he has promised. See, I will make the shadow cast by the sun on the stairway to the entrance of Ahaz go back the 10 steps it has advanced." So the sun came back the 10 steps it had advanced. We can't explain the fact of the sun coming back 10 steps it had advanced. But this event can be done in God's power. In the book of Joshua 10, verse 13, There was a similar case. The sun halted in the middle of the sky. Not for a whole day did it resume its swift course. Gospel: for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. The purpose of the Sabbath. Arguments about the Sabbath. An argument about the Sabbath is one of the main conflicts between Jesus and the Pharisees and the scribes. The book of Leviticus clearly declared, "For 6 days work may be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath rest, a day for sacred assembly, on which you shall do no work. The Sabbath shall belong to the Lord wherever you dwell." The third law of the Decalogue also declared, "Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day." Therefore, the two reasons for the Sabbath are for people to rest and to worship the Lord. People's bodies need to have rest, and God, who created people, commanded people not to work on the Sabbath. Besides, human experience shows that it is necessary for people to pay attention to their spiritual dimensions on this day. Without them, people will be tired and have no power to face the difficulties of life. God only gave the principle which stated, "The seventh day is the Sabbath day, a day for sacred assembly, on which you shall do no work." He didn't give all the details. He didn't give all the detailed laws about this day. All detailed laws came from people. He determined what kind of work and how heavy work a person does. They determined what kinds of work and how heavy does one person carry shall violate the Sabbath. They determined what kind of work and how much will violate the Sabbath. Some even say that people can't go to the restroom on the Sabbath. Can people fight on the Sabbath? The Israelites' enemies knew that the Jews would not fight on the Sabbath, so they attacked them on this day and killed many of them. After a while, the law permitted them to fight for their protection on the Sabbath. Those who are exempt on the Sabbath. The priests who serve in the temple. If the priests keep the Sabbath, there shall be no one to serve in the temple. Therefore, Jesus pointed out to them that there are some who are exempt. They can rest another day. Those who must protect their life. Jesus' disciples picked the heads of grain and ate them because they were hungry. Jesus reminded them of the event when David and his companions, during their flee from Saul, ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat. Jesus wanted to say that when people must protect their lives, they must find something to eat, even on the Sabbath. The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. The law of the Sabbath is only applied to human beings, not to God, who gives the law and doesn't depend on human beings. Application in life. The principle guides the law. The principle of the Sabbath is for people to recover their health and to cultivate their relationship with God, not to confine people. Laws are made to protect people. When there is a danger to life, such as hunger, disease, war, etc., people can violate the law to protect their life. God is the one who controls the Sabbath and all the days of life. Can we imagine what would happen to the universe if God did not control the Sabbath?